From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. The Red Salmon Complex fire is 4,284 acres and 7% contained, burning within the Trinity Alps Wilderness on the Six Rivers and Shasta Trinity National Forests. Thursday, firefighters used direct containment strategies and then strengthened indirect lines in the wilderness using minimum impact suppression techniques. The Red Fire, 3,536 acres, 0% contained. The Salmon Fire is 748 acres and 7% contained. In terms of air quality in Humboldt County, coastal areas are expected to remain good with periods of moderate possible during the early morning and nighttime hours. Orleans expected to be moderate to unhealthy for sensitive groups, with periods of unhealthy possible in morning and at night. Hoopa forecast to be good to moderate, with periods of unhealthy for sensitive groups possible in the evening and early morning hours. Humboldt County Emergency Operations Center continues to work closely with businesses to safely reopen. Nearly 2,500 businesses have been certified to date. A former county administrative officer, Loretta Sands, came out of retirement to help with the certification process. She says the process is straightforward and businesses can begin to reopen with safety measures in place upon EOC certification. Sands saying that she's seen businesses get creative to meet the challenges of the pandemic and is happy to walk people through the process and answer any questions. Meantime, health officials with the Hoopa Valley tribe confirming nearly two dozen cases of COVID-19 on the reservation since Monday alone. According to the chairman, Byron Nelson Jr., the outbreak is tied to a family trip outside the county. Lost Coast Outpost reporting the tribe's identified 23 cases. All of those cases remain active. The Fortuna Union High School Teachers Association wants its district to delay in-class instruction on Monday and instead push the beginning of instruction back by 3 weeks so that teachers can prepare for 100% virtual instruction to start the school year. Longtime Fortuna resident Mike Losey is proud to announce his candidacy for Fortuna City Council. He previously served on City Council and has served the city and county as a police officer, deputy sheriff, and DA investigator. He says that gives him insight into future concerns of the residents of Fortuna. He says recovery of downtown businesses and development of a robust economy are top priorities. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.